Yeah, so I don't know if we're going to get to talk to anybody here. A lot of them are standing in the window, and none of the men have come out with their Bibles. We just want to, if they do come out, point them to the truth and tell them go test themselves. They can email us. We don't get into theological arguments on a sidewalk, but we're just here to lift up the truth. So let's go to that water baptism regeneration. They have a false gospel. I have an article on it, the teaching blog. If you look up, it's Acts chapter 10, Cornelius. There's people that had the Holy Spirit before they were water baptized. Uh-oh, there goes your water baptism regeneration, efficacious. They make it affect your salvation somehow. No, it's just another act of obedience like everything else. So yeah, go read Acts 10. Go look up my article on water baptism does not save you. We always like to tell the Church of Christ people that Jesus, if that's the case, saved no one, because there's no record of him baptizing anyone. His disciples baptized people. And then the other question is, if you're water baptized and now you have salvation, now if you go into sin, do you have to get rebaptized to then seal your salvation again? You see how foolish this gets. So yeah, water baptism regeneration, it's another man-made tradition, another lie, another heresy that we want them to test. I was waving to somebody driving by, seeing our sign. Busy road here, and we're just flying signs outside of it. We want them to test and go deeper because we love our neighbors. The Church of Christ, I'll talk about it in some more audios. A whole bunch of false ways that are hypocritical and against the Word of God. That's called sin.